on the ocean and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Please call Alpha and Omega Outreach Ministry, 870-692-5939 or 318-484-2500. And bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. But today I'm going to go a little different route. Like I said before, God told me to read, and instead of talking so much and giving you my opinion, I'm going to read from the Bible as God has told me. This Old Testament is where we get to know the character of God. And I'm going to read this chapter. Jeremiah, where I'm going to read from is Jeremiah chapter 5. I'm going to try to get this whole chapter in today, and you can read it for yourself at home, and you do decide whether you want to believe it or not. I do believe it, and this is one of the reasons I think it's important to get to know your Creator and get to know His ways and His Word. And His ways are written in this book we call the Bible. Now, I'm going to start at verse 1 and try to read all through this whole chapter of Jeremiah. So go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider. Search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Although they say, as surely as the Lord lives, still they are swearing falsely. O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. I thought, these are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will ravage them. A leopard will lie in wait near their towns to tear to pieces any who venture out. For their rebellion is great and their backslidings many. Why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not gods. I supplied all their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged the houses of prostitutes. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for another man's wife. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself to such a nation as this? Go through her vineyards and ravish them. Do not destroy them completely. Strip off her branches, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have been utterly unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord. They said he will do nothing. No harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people the wood it consumes. O house of Israel, declares the Lord, I'm bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient and enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvest and food, devour your sons and daughters. They will devour your flocks and herds, devour your vines and fig trees with the sword. They will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not destroy you completely. And when the people ask, why has the Lord God done all this to us? You will tell them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, so now you will serve foreigners in a land not your own. Announce this to the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah. Hear this, you foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Should you not fear me, declares the Lord? Should you not tremble in my presence? I made the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier it cannot cross. The waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it. But these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned aside and gone away. They do not say to themselves, let us fear the Lord our God. Now that word fear is talking about respect. Do not fear the Lord our God, who gives autumn and spring rains in season, who assures us of the regular weeks of harvest. Your wrongdoings have kept these away. Your sins have deprived you of good. Among my people are wicked men who lie in wait like men who snare birds and like those who set up traps to catch men. Like cages full of birds, their houses are full of deceit. They have become rich and powerful and have grown fat and sleek. Their evil deeds have no limit. They do not plead the case of the fatherless to win it. In other words, they say they're doing things for the poor, but actually they're doing it for self-preservation. Like some of these people that say they are sending money to Africa and this, they're coming for food for people, poor people, and they're doing it for themselves. They're living lavishly and those people are still suffering that they're supposed to be collecting money for. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? A horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority. And my people love it this way. But what will you do in the end? Now, I can see these things happening in this era, right now, today. There's many organizations who claim to be helping the poor. And I found out that some years ago when I was donating to, and I still donate to some of these organizations, but still, The law only requires them to use 20% of what they collect for helping the people, and some of them use less than that. And there was a television program when I was watching TV, 60 Minutes, talking about how some of these people have these people set up in these third world countries. They go and take pictures and show the little children with the pot bellies they're feeding them, and the flies fall flying all around, and they have these people, they have, it's like a prop, a movie prop. They'll set up a, so it looks like a school or something, and have these children around there, and then they'll have another set where the children are looking healthy, and they got school books and things like that, but it's only a prop. They take up thousands of dollars for these people, and some of those same people are riding around in airplanes and living lavishly, and yet those people are still, they pay somebody over there to set these, to make these props for them. They set up these people, some very famous preachers, television preachers. I won't name names, but I was watching television and watching mostly preachers. And if God's people would just read this word, I'm trying to get you to read this book for yourself and get to know the truth, because the truth is what will make us free. And if we are free, we can understand, and God will take care of us if we have respect for him and do things his way. Now, but if we refuse to even consider his ways, or pick up this book and try to learn his ways and his character, and keep on doing things the way of the world, like it says there in Psalm 1, Psalm 1 says that we should study this word daily, day and night, in order to be like a tree planted by rivers of water. I'll find that psalm. I got a little time left here. I'll find it and read it for you. Because really what I'm saying, I'm really trying to help as many people as I can. And the only thing I can help with, I don't have any money to give you, but I can get you to read this word, you learn how to help yourself. Like we used to have an old saying, it's better to teach a man to fish than to give him a fish. So if I can teach you to fish, maybe you can have a fish to give somebody else sometime. Here, Psalm 1, it said, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruits in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. In other words, sometimes when people think they're getting away, like they have a saying, you may get by, but you cannot get away, because God sees all, and he is the final judge of all of us. We are not qualified to judge each other, but God is the final judge, and he judges the heart, not necessarily what people think of you. That's why I say, don't worry about what people think of you. I'm learning that not to worry so much about what people think, but find out what God thinks. In order to find out what God thinks, you need to know his word. And this is one of the reasons I try to encourage people to read for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take your pastor's word. Don't take the Pope's word. But this word is truth, as according to what this word says. My word is truth, says John 17. Jesus says that. And we should learn to respect and honor God's word. And you can't honor God's word if you don't know it. And you can't know it if you don't read it. And it's available to us in this country more than any other country I know. And God has blessed this country. And now we have all kind of sinful things going on in this country, and they're making it legal.